The advisory bodies, ICOMOS, IUCN, and ICROM, are all mentioned in the convention, and they're to provide advisory services to the committee, obviously. How do you assess their performance? How do they help, in your view? How do you rank them, and are they all same strength, and have they evolved over time?
I mean, it's a very sensitive issue. But I do know one of the advisory bodies seems to be very well focused. They are consistent in terms of the application of the of the convention, and they are prepared to take decisions, even though if they might be unpopular to the committee and to the state parties at large. I think the other one I would not comment, because really I think their focus is on training, and
this
I think they've
ICROM.
Done a good it's relatively less controversial, yeah. And it's almost straightforward, and I think you know, they don't have as much problem in terms of you know, interface with the with members of the committee and such. The other one I think is problematic because of the nature of the heritage that they are handling. It's a wide range, whereas you can define, for example, nature and natural heritage in a certain framework. It's difficult to put cultural heritage in a box and say, this is what constitutes cultural heritage, because there's never been an accepted definition. So it's a very delicate assignment that, in this particular case, ICOMOS has to handle. And because of the peculiarities of each of each cultural heritage, its foregrounding, its meaning, you know, all those components make it very difficult. And of course, the issues relate also to personal, you know, feelings of identity, national pride, and the sheer volume and multiplicity and variety of that makes it very difficult. So, what am I saying? I do believe that with regards to cultural heritage, it's a very, very problematic area. At the same time, I believe, I mean, the problem is again of expertise. The expertise in the various areas. It's a constantly evolving, changing landscape. What was cultural heritage in the past, or what it is turning forms into, particularly following the global strategy, makes it very difficult to say you have expertise in this area. It's all okay if you're looking at architectural history. Some of it is quite clear, but again, with taking on board 20th century heritage, like you know, what you see in Brasilia and all that and all that, it assumes that you have constantly constantly updating yourself about the changing values, the changing perceptions, and so forth. You cannot cope. It's difficult, because you can never have that kind of experience in under one umbrella. It's very difficult. It was difficult when things were so clear pre-1994, when focus was on monumentalism and so forth and so forth, which of course disadvantaged those civilizations and traditions that did not have this kind of heritage. But now it's tricky. It's tricky. You can talk of training in what? You know, what you've been training people for in this particular area might not be relevant. This is the way I see it.